Hi, one of my favorite days here during the year, and when I can welcome Rennell to the public house, and of course, one of the great icons of television reporting, one of the great criminal law reporters, and just a dear friend, and that is Rita Williams, who had such a wonderful career on Channel 2. Rita, nice to have you here.
It's great to be here, Marty. Look forward to this every year.
Yeah, really, and Rennell, of course, too, and it's for a very special cause, Friends of Faith, which is coming up again in August, and you guys do such a fabulous job. I'm thrilled to have you here. The audience waits to hear what's going on in August, so I'm going to let you let everybody know what's going on and how they can participate.
Thank you so much, Marty, always for your support for me professionally, as well as personally, but especially for your support of our organization. This year we celebrate 20 years of existence. Of course, we were founded in 1997 by the late Faith Fancher, Channel 2 reporter, dear friend of myself and Rita's, and she very publicly battled this disease on Channel 2, and we've been working very hard to keep her mission and her legacy alive, which is to serve low-income and uninsured Bay Area breast cancer patients. And that's what we've been doing for 20 years.
Wonderful.
Now. We're going to celebrate next month. Rita?
But you mentioned August. Mm-hmm. We're doing something different this year.
Yeah, we are.
We've always had a walk around Lake Mary. Right. As you know, and Marty, you've been a great supporter for all these years. But this year, we kind of bittersweet year. We've decided to dissolve after 20 years. So this will be our last big event. And instead of a walk around Lake Merritt, we're having a big gala at the Oakland Marriott where I had my retirement party four years ago.
Very good.
And you donated an auction item. It was so cool. And that money also went to Friends of Faith. And we're going to have a big gala on Saturday night, August 26th, at the Marriott. And we're trying to raise as much money as we can because, as Rennell mentioned, Faith's mission was to help underserved poor men and women fighting breast cancer, not who don't have the services that she had had the advantage of having. So we are funding her emergency fund at the Women's Cancer Resource Center in the East Bay, and they will continue to give the grants up to $600 each to folks who are in great need.
Wow.
And so we're trying to backload it. We're trying to just fund as much as we can with this last big gala so that we know that Faith's mission will continue long after our Friends of Faith organization.
Her legacy will live on. And that $600 goes a long way for patients that have little or no insurance and a very low income. It's an expensive disease. If they need money for meds, if they need money for transportation to get to a doctor's appointment, that's what the Faith Fancher Breast Cancer Emergency Fund is all about. So that will continue. We will be still around supporting that forever, but we want you to come and celebrate with us. We're going to have celebrity guests. A lot of media personalities and sports personalities will be there. We're going to have a live band. We're going to have a dance contest. We're really going to celebrate all that we've done and accomplished for 20 years on her behalf.
Well, just beautiful. You guys have done such a great job with it.
Yeah. Well, Rennell's going to emcee part of the dance part.
What a shock, right, Marty?
Rennell?
Shocking.
She's going to be taking over the whole Bay Area.
No,
believe me, I see it. There's no question. I know.
Well, we want you out there showing us your best moves. You just might win, Marty.
Do they have
a chance.
Is the twist still in?
Whatever you want to do, I will twist with you.
I will, too. I'll do whatever you want to do out there on the dance floor in public.
So what is the date?
August 26th.
And how does someone get involved with this?
Yes, well, we're calling it the name of our gala to celebrate 20 years. And also, we're going to acknowledge all of our sponsors and donors and volunteers over the year who have worked tirelessly on our behalf. And it's Saturday night, August 26th, downtown Oakland Marriott Hotel. We have VIP tickets, a package that will get you into the VIP celebrity reception prior to. And then we're having a dance party, dance contest. We have a wonderful program. Of course, we're going to honor Faith in a very special way, but we just really want to celebrate her and all that she has done and carrying out this important mission of hers. So it's really a celebration.
And Marty, you ask how to get involved.
Yeah.
We have a website, or you can go to 20shadesofpink.com.
The number 20. Yeah,
20. shadesofpink.com and buy your tickets online. If you can't go, you can also donate there. And be sure and put our names if you want to sit with us during the dinner. It'll be fun, or during the dance party. And I just want to mention, Rennell will be doing emceeing during the dance, but I've lured out of retirement Dennis Richmond.
How about
who,
that? Wow, the reclusive Dennis Richmond.
Dennis is coming down. And he and Faith
were so close, of course.
He is going to co-emcee the VIP reception with me. So it's $150 for the VIP reception, plus the dinner, plus the dance. So you get all that for $150.
Great.
And you get to see Dennis. If you're a great fan and you've been wondering where Dennis has been all this time, he will be there, and he'll be doing some dance moves with us, too.
And he's had our back from the very beginning. He's always supported us. Even if he couldn't come to anything, he helped us out in every possible way.
Well, he loved Faith just like all the rest of us did. And Faith's mom used to come to Channel 2's newsroom a lot.
And brilliant,
And bring peach cobbler.
Force of
and
nature.
And that was Dennis's favorite.
That's my favorite.
we'll make you one. Instead of my rum cakes, I'll make you a peach cobbler.
No. You make the rum cake. I'll do the peach cobbler.
Really? All right.
I promise you, I make an excellent peach cobbler.
You're going to be competing with Carmen here.
Oh, it's on, Carmen. Let's do it.
All right.
It's on.
And I'll bring Rita's rum cake.
Please.
So we'll have a real eat-off.
I was expecting a piece today, actually.
And I'll go to the gym right after that. But, Rennell, are you going to sing? Because, you know, I'm on for, like, you know, 15 hours over the weekend, and I hear this Dignity Health commercial like 50 times.
I'm sorry.
And all of a sudden, I realize she's singing.
Oh, my gosh.
And I, you know, and I'm sort of singing along with you. I said, boy, she's pretty good.
Oh, thank
singing
you.
In your background?
I actually studied classical voice at Mills College when I was in school there. You know, a million years ago. Yeah, so I've been singing all my life. Yeah,
look, I love it.
Thank you.
And I hear it quite often.
I'm sorry, Marty.
Trust me.
I'm sorry.
Quite often.
And as close of friends as we are, I did not know you studied classical music.
Yeah.
Now
that's amazing. It's a little known fact. Yeah.
I'm waiting for a national anthem from you.
Well, I have done those in the past. I don't know if I shared this with you, Marty, but Monday night football game, Raiders Green Bay, Brett Favre.
Oh, you did.
The Monday night after his dad had passed, and he just was out of his mind that night and played so beautifully, honoring his father. And I did the anthem that night, and I said, well, I did my job. I did all I could do. But and then he just had an amazing game that night, and the Raider Nation, just everyone felt for him so deeply. It was a really moving night, and I'll never forget that. And I did the anthem that night, and Carlos Santana was on the sidelines, so I was super nervous.
Wow.
By the way, today, a 93-year-old lady is doing the national anthem
today. Yeah, that's
today.
Right. I can't wait to introduce her. Yeah.
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 And her daughter was up here earlier today to tell us about it. And,
she's a veteran, too, I believe.
That's of World War II.
Yeah.
Elaine Joyce is doing the national anthem today, and a veteran of World War II, and would sing at weddings or the family things and that, this and that. And someone said, oh, do the national anthem. They taped her. It went on YouTube. The Giants saw it and said, come in right away. We want you on.
It's going to be phenomenal. And today is really special. It's also Girls' Day at the ballpark today.
Which we have talked about.
Yes, yes. So Bossy is a wonderful organization that we'll be honoring pregame, which opens up opportunities for women in sport and little girls especially who may not have access to any physical activity. So we're honored to have Ms. Joyce as our anthem singer as we salute the power of women today. Are you with me, Carmen?
I'm with you.
Are you with me, Ms. Rita Williams?
Wouldn't you think, dear?
Yeah.
And you also get one of those little beach hats. I have to go in and after this and see if I can still snag one of the first.
Rita, you know people. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry. I'm sure we can get one. By the way, Ann Spann. USA Olympic
Annie.
Hockey.
Yeah.
Is it Annie?
Yeah, Annie Denard's wife.
Okay, hockey player and wife of Denard.
Yeah.
I didn't realize she was a hockey player.
Yeah, she's a wonderful athlete, so we'll salute her pregame as well. And they're having a baby. I'm so excited for the Spans.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm so excited.
They are going to expand.
The Spans are expanding.
Come on. Carmen told me that joke yesterday. No, she didn't.
Don't put that on Carmen.
Carmen is, yes.
So we got a lot to celebrate.
I love Carmen.
I love you too, honey. Proud of you. But we have a lot to celebrate today. And then, of course, our Friends of Faith, 20 Shades of Pink Gala, August 26th. It's going to be fun.
So
fun night.
Will that mean that next year, when we're still trying to raise money to keep the fun going, we may not have an event? But Rennell and I are going to be back here every year you're here, Marty.
Whether you like
just
it or
so
not.
So we can come back and see you and
look,
give you the love.
I love seeing Rita. You know that.
Yeah.
Come on. Rita saw me in the suits.
That's right.
You know, Rita's seen me for many years. So,
I think they know that story. Yeah. I think we told that the first year that here I would listen to Marty Lurie going home from Channel 2 late at night after a Giants game.
Yep.
And I thought, what a gig. He must be kin to Bob Lurie to have such a great gig on KNBR. And then I go to interview Marty Lurie one day, and out walks this man who says, do you know who I am? Martin Lurie, the attorney. And I went, oh, my gosh. Here I'd interviewed him for years as a defense attorney at the Hall of Justice in San Francisco. Had no idea that you were the same Marty Lurie had changed into this wonderful talk show host.
It was great, and you didn't make me nervous this time. The other time, she asked the toughest questions in the world. You
know
that.
That's what she does, yeah. Right.
Well,
by the way,
don't you wish we had more people asking those tough questions today,
no
Marty?
Well,
I wish we did.
They're being asked, but they're not being answered, if I can go there for just a moment. I'm
I wasn't going to get political.
A brief
moment
before I get kicked out of here.
I know, right. But I also want to say Marty is also celebrating an anniversary this year. 20 years for you.
Yeah, 20 years.
Sports Talk Radio.
Yeah.
20 years?
Yeah, my 20th season of doing
Happy anniversary.
Thank
I
you,
cannot believe that.
Yeah,
and you
years.
Are so amazing, Marty. I still love to listen to you. You never run out of material, and you're so nice to people, which is what I love. I can't stand, I hate to say this, talk show where you're in your face and yelling all the time. You let people thoughtfully talk, and you're so wonderful. It's just the way you are in person if people don't know you.
Well, I appreciate it.
So it's great to have you here.
Well, I appreciate it. And I'm thrilled to do this for you guys and to have you here, your dear friends.
Appreciate it so
and
much.
You know, I know what it takes to put the time and effort into these things, and it sounds like, oh, well, just another cause. But to make it happen and to do this for 20 years, it's something to be really proud of. So we love you both.
Thank you so
and
much.
And thanks for being here.
Thank
okay,
you.
Remember, 20shadesofpink.com, and it's August 26th, Saturday night.
Save that date.
And please go online and buy tickets, because it's limited to about 400 people. So you want to be one of those lucky folks that gets in there and
has a lot
of fun.
And we'd love a sellout, too. We'd love a sellout so we can go out with a bang.
Like the Giants.
Exactly.
Well, if you need me again, just let me know.
I sure will.
We want you there. We want you there dancing. There's no Giants game that day.
Listen, I've seen Marty in party attire, my 55th birthday party. I mean, from head to toe. Shark-dressed man.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
I wore the hat on.
It was fantastic. In fact, I'm going to post that picture on Twitter today. It's a great picture. Yeah.
I want to see that one.
Yeah, but
and
thank
we
you
want
so
you
much.
There.
You're welcome.
Love
have
you
a
so
good
much.
Night.
Thank
right.
you, sweetie.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank
go
you,
Giants.
Fans. Thanks, fans.
And
thank
go
you.
Giants.
Here we go.
More coming up. KNBR 680, the Sports League.